magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Exciting times here at the Great News Radio Center. Let's see, one, two, three, four different things to talk about,
yeah.
Marianne. And a story I was telling you about, one of the guys in my Pinnacle group, just very outstanding in his walk with the Lord. And mm-hmm. has a sense of innocence. I think maybe in his early 60s, but a relatively new believer. And it really paralleled.
Praise God for that.
Yeah, yeah. And he's all in, as they say.
Ah, yeah.
He's just sold out for the Lord and wants to make the end of his life, you know, the next 20 or 30 years, count and make a difference. But I was thinking, in light of, I just recently with Esther and the holiday yesterday, we watched Oliver Twist.
Oh.
And it was the first time Esther or Holly had seen the, I guess you'd say, the motion picture.
Yeah.
But Esther had read the book.
Oh.
And so she was like saying, what's going to happen next?
Sure.
And is this person going to die? And what happens to this person?
Yeah.
And but that Oliver Twist was always seen as a very innocent individual. He had been orphaned. And
right.
Most of our listeners would be familiar with that story. So as we were driving home, I was thinking, I think I can get that on the internet or you know, our smart TV has access to these movies. And I think you could rent it for $2.99 or buy it for $9.
It's a lot cheaper than taking the whole family out to the movies, Mark.
So we had that going on as we were eating dinner and talking. And like Esther's like, oh, no, I got to run into the other room. A bad part's going to happen because, you know, the mistreatment of orphans. And it takes you back into that period of time where you didn't have a mother or dad. You worked in these, I don't know, they called them workhouses or whatever, where they were all pulling apart rope. And, you know, there weren't the child labor laws. So I went into this whole tangent of, that, you know, when the Christians, back in the time when God's word became in the common language and, you know, the Protestant Reformation, and they started looking at valuing people and valuing orphans. And that's when the orphanages started and schools and, you know, all these things started because of Christians reading God's word in their own language and understanding these biblical truths. So anyways, we had a lot of teaching and conversation, but it's a great story. But little Oliver Twist was always seen, even by the people that were trying to teach him how to pickpocket and steal from
Fagin,
people.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't either, but I'm entranced.
That's
a real piece of history.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen
Oliver
Twist.
I mean, not the story, but the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It really was. And Holly was later on that night in bed, we were just talking about it more.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, really, it's so sad, but some of those same things are happening today. And
that's
oh, yeah, throughout the world and even in parts of our country, people are being mistreated and abused.
Are.
And the culture there, you discarded the people that weren't educated or well-to-do. And it was brutal.
Yes.
And it's portrayed pretty well in that movie. Yeah. So, okay, so what we have in front of us, what do you want to talk about, the flyer, the CD?
I want to talk about the CD, yes. Jump right in, Mark.
This has come out well.
You opened this, like, what, yesterday or something?
Yes.
I was so delighted to get these in my hands. This is so grand.
The Great News Radio Theater Troupe's It's a Wonderful Life CD is now available. In fact, last night at the Singing Men rehearsal, some of them made a donation and got their edition. And it's a great-looking cover. Jason Schiffo and you and I, and we put it together, fine-tuned it.
Yeah.
Kate had some ideas. And so we have a really nice CD jacket, as they say. They call it a four-panel.
Yeah.
So you have this beautiful picture of these two bells and, what is that, like a ribbon around
it? I know,
it.
It's so pretty. It's we were in here on New Year's Day working on this, too.
Yeah, the festive red and golden, and it states, Great News Radio presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio drama by Joseph Landry, and he's the one that's taken this beloved, that's the phone line that's never supposed to ring when we're doing
from the beginning. This phone line won't ring,
Marianne.
Yeah, so
I'm going to have to hang this up, whoever it is.
It's beautiful. And it's so crisp, the colors on this CD. I love it.
And then you open it up, It's a Wonderful Life cast list, and it's states like the almost 50 local people that put this all together and what role they played, even the special singers from Hot Mess Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And they sing the very beginning,
the call letters to the station, the
New
jingle.
York City,
the jingle.
The little jingle that opens it all up. And then we even cite Tammy Renee Harris and her song Whispering Hope, which, by the way, she's going to be joining us with Huntley Brown and the Singing Men of GNN in a couple weeks. Sunday night, January 28th. But we'll get to that flyer in a minute. But this wonderful Life CD is available. It's an hour and I think 18-minute presentation.
That's what you said.
I think we have it broken into 16 different cuts, like number 7, Billy Intoxicated, George and Mother, George and Mary Fight. And there's just a lot of great content in this hour and 18 minutes.
Well, thank you, Mark, for all of your hard work on this. You put in a lot of hours. Yeah. I know Kate did. I know the actors. People were dedicated. They were just plain dedicated on this thing. There was a lot of love in this CD, but you put in a lot of hours. Thank you. On behalf of everybody, thank you.
You're welcome. A labor of love, because I knew, or at least envisioned, the final product being of excellence.
It is.
And with Kate's directing, and there were people that were driving in from Cisna Park, like 20, 30, 40 minutes, Monticello, outlying areas for all the rehearsals, and even the auditions was a whole process, and calling people back, and getting our, if you will, almost 50 local cast members all set, and then working on the lines, and then the sound effects. I think there was about 5 or 6 of us that were searching for those to get the right sound in the background, music or noise, and then John that helped with all the original music, and I think he created, you know, a number of scores, if you will, but I think
some
he
riffs,
had
kinda.
Like 38 or 39 different transitional music pieces, and so, team effort, but those are available for a donation of any price if you stop by the Great News Radio Center.
Come and get yours.
10 to 5 p.m. typically, or call ahead. We can also mail it out, but realize that it's, I don't know, $4 or $5 of postage, and then with the cardboard that we have to put it in and make sure it arrives in
really good shape.
Good shape when it gets to your doorstep or your mailbox.
Doorstep.
So you can call us at 217-367-7777 or write us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, and request your CD, and a donation of any size qualifies you to receive this. So, that's exciting. That's all together. The newsletter hopefully will be arriving in people's mailboxes in the next few days. We worked on signing all the end of year 2017 summary letter thank yous. That took like almost a week between just signing my name, you know, Mark and staff.
Right.
That took about 3 days to sign 500 and some of them. And then I go back over them all and put a little note or something. And that took another about 3 days.
Well, I think it's great. You like to personalize all of that. That's
well,
so
I feel a listener, a donor that takes the time to write us and send in a donation. I mean, they could go out to dinner or go on a trip or take a vacation, and they see fit to fund this radio ministry. I feel like they deserve that.
That's a great attitude.
I just try to thank everyone in a personal way. But those will be received in the coming days. And if you haven't contacted us in, say, the last year or so, but want to get this newsletter, and I really want all of you to get it because it's filled with pictures and 8 or 9 God-citing stories and little testimonies of where God has us effectively using this radio ministry and the Prime Life Times and the ping pong tables and the theater troupe and the singing man. All that's conveyed in like a 2-page legal size newsletter with lots of photos. Just call us and we'll be happy to mail that to you. Our phone number again is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And then finally, we just got this printed the other day. Kudos to Roger Weisgarver.
Yeah.
I'm sure Audrey probably also helped him to some degree. I don't know. Roger put together this flyer, and I had, I think, about 600 of these printed up. So 500 will go to those that wrote us last year, and then we'll have extras to hand out.
That is such a good-looking flyer, and I did not know Roger had done it. You pulled him out of the box yesterday, and I said, you did a good job. You're like, Roger did all this.
and I like Martin Graphics printed it, but the blues that Roger used as the background, and there's Huntley Brown pictured and the Singing Men of GNN. It doesn't include that Tammy Renee Harris is going to be a part of the event.
She'll be great there,
I think last Monday night, Stephen McClary mentioned it to me, and I said, she's in. We'll get her in for 2 or 3 songs. She's bringing her little poodle.
That is so funny. She does that.
Trixie
funny.
But Tammy Renee Harris, who's also on the It's a Wonderful Life CD singing Whispering Hope, she'll join Huntley Brown and the Singing Men of GNN Sunday night, January 28th. She'll be there that night with her dog.
Do you think that she'll sing Whispering Hope there?
I thought about it, but I think she's going to pick out a couple other selections, because I don't know if Steve could play the piano live version, because we had J.D. Summer doing that. And so
that was his own arrangement.
But who knows?
I'm sure it'll be wonderful. I've heard her sing at something else, and it'll be fantastic.
It'll be a great evening. Free general seating. There will be a love offering. But if you want a special meet and greet with Huntley Brown and some snacks and treats, then there's $10. Please pay that in advance so we can plan accordingly, get you your reserved seating, and then at 6 o'clock it'll be the special meet and greet, and then 7 o'clock is the presentation. And it's all being hosted right next door to the Great News Radio Center, right in the same parking lot, the First United Methodist Church. It's on 304 South Ray Street in Urbana, so you'll park at Lincoln Square and then walk right into the church, and I think can accommodate over 600 people.
I'm
so we'll
sure.
have lots of seating.
It's a big church.
And it's great acoustics in there.
Oh,
so and Huntley Brown, wait till
night.
You hear him on the piano.
Oh,
so.
It's going to be great.
I'm working towards having Tammy Renee Harris interviewed maybe next Monday.
Good.
So we'll see if we can pull that off and feature some of her music, so you can look forward to that mm-hmm. and hear her testimony and how God's using her throughout our area. So put that on your calendar Sunday night, January 28th, a time to join the singing men of GNN, Huntley Brown, Tammy Renee Harris, and you can even stop by the Great News Radio Center that evening, pick up a tote bag, some program guides, some other ministry resources, and let's make a night of it.
Oh, great.
Let's make a day of it now. We have the Prime Life Times opened up. That's also mentioned in our newsletter that will be going out. This is our third month.
Yeah.
In fact, we're just hitting our deadline in proofreading. The February edition is already coming together.
Yes,
and
it is.
Being put to print. That'll be out, obviously, in a couple weeks. But we didn't want to neglect this great January edition. I've gotten lots of feedback. I think I probably told you stories for about 10 minutes before we started broadcasting of people that have personally been amazed, and they keep turning the page and there's another page and said, this is interesting. How did you get this content? And, oh, I see you have these puzzles and there's a poetry section. And what's this? And, wow, you have this. And,
oh, it's so encouraging.
Yeah. So we're really appreciating how God has gifted us with this, and we trust we'll use it for His glory. But we wanted to share a few things because, Marianne, you actually contacted this individual that had some stories to tell. And thank you, God, that he's willing to submit his stories free.
Yeah.
He's not charging us, and nor are our other contributors, our content contributors. But he chose
America's New Old Hero.
And this is page 9 in our lifestyle section of the January edition of the Prime Lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. How about you reading it? I'm going to hang up this phone.
Oh,
I've been holding on to this phone.
I know. I'm watching you. I'm sitting here watching you. It's really fun.
In case this person would call back or something. You know, I'm supposed to have that line
friendly.
Blocked.
Well,
okay,
it's not supposed to ring.
Yeah, my hands are free now. Okay.
You told me that one of the first days. Jim Gunther was over there working on something. Like, Marianne, this phone won't ring in here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It'll probably ring again in a few minutes here.
It may. Yeah. Well, this is about Davy Crockett. I'm just going to say that up front. And I have to say something before we start. I was born across the street, a very short distance on a dirt road in a little teeny town in Tennessee, one of the first towns ever built there. And across the road was the burial stones, very old stones with little rocks around them, of Davy Crockett's grandparents.
Grandparents?
Yes.
Ah.
And the tragedy of that is that's the spot they were massacred on by the Cherokee and Cree Indians, Native Americans.
So back in the early
1777.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course, the settlers had massacred some of the Cherokee and Cree. That had gone back and forth.
Sure, sure.
That was the spot and that was his grandparents. So I'm kind of partial to Davy Crockett. I just grew up hearing that name, you know.
America's New Old Hero by Randall C. Hill. And you've talked to him or corresponded through email.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's nice. He's out in Oregon, actually. All right, I will read it. While numerous historians have portrayed Davy Crockett as a brave folk figure, many others have blasted him as being a self-serving con artist. When Crockett claimed to have killed 105 grizzly bears in a span of 9 months, some later cynics argued that the uneducated pioneer simply couldn't have counted that high.
Oh, geez.
Oh, gosh. In the mid-1950s, though, baby boomer kids embraced only the positive Crockett image. This was thanks to Fess Parker, a 29-year-old Navy veteran from Texas who stood tall, 6'5", was ruggedly handsome, and exuded a quiet on-screen confidence during ABC TV's Disneyland's trilogy about the fabled frontiersman. Episodes of the Davy Crockett series, Walt Disney's debut foray into television, were shown at 1-month intervals. from December 1954 through February 1955. It became, arguably, television's first miniseries. Mm. The shows hit an unexpected ratings home run when they attracted 40 million viewers. That was a lot back then, Mark.
Yeah, right, 1955.
Parker's Crockett, hailed as the king of the wild frontier, captivated America like nothing before. People loved the catchy theme song. Suddenly, nearly two dozen versions of the Ballad of Davy Crockett were fighting for radio airplay. Bill Hayes' rendition on Cadence Records beat the competition when it streaked up the Billboard charts and locked in the number one spot for 5 weeks. Mm. Few knew that Disney had commissioned the tune, which took less than an hour to write.
Wow.
I know. Only when the three Crockett shows had run a few minutes short of time before being shown.
Kind of on a fluke then.
Yeah, it was. Hayes' success was only the beginning. In a feeding frenzy of epic proportions, manufacturers rushed a multitude of Crockett products onto the market, much to the chagrin and frustration of the Disney organization. Since Davy was a historical figure and in the public domain, it was impossible to copyright his name. Anybody could, and did, put a load of Crockett stuff on the market. Kids rushed to buy official Davy Crockett regalia, buckskin jackets, leggings, moccasins, as well as 3,000 other items that included, deep breath here, lunchboxes, guitars, wristwatches, coloring books, trading cards, bedspreads, pajamas, bath towels, underwear, jigsaw puzzles, bubblegum, t-shirts, and 14 million hastily printed books.
Hmm.
Essential to any self-respecting young fan was the coveted coonskin cap, a faux, is that how you say that word?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I saw that. I was going to say, how's she going to pronounce this? F-A-U-X.
I think it's faux. Fur creation that included a luxuriant raccoon snap-on tail that dangled from the back. The caps sold at a rate of 5,000 a day. More than 1 million altogether. Girls as well as boys could show their Davy devotion when they donned Polly Crockett caps of all white faux fur.
Yeah, the snap-on tail.
I'd forgotten it was snap-on. I remember the tail.
Like you could just pull it off, I guess.
I was not quite old enough to have one, but I remember them. Then, without warning, and after sales of 300 million, 100 million from caps alone, the Davy Crockett fad died. Overnight, it seemed, phones stopped ringing and orders stopped flowing in. After 7 frenetic months, it was over. Davy Crockett had suddenly become uncool, and merchants everywhere groaned. The craze cannot be dismissed as a frivolous fad, though. It had become an unprecedented event in the early television age, an example of the power of a TV product tie-in. For the first time, baby boomers had unknowingly flexed their collective commercial muscles.
Dun, dun, dun.
And boy, have they ever since.
Yeah. Well, now every McDonald's or Burger King or all the different fast foods have their little trinket or their knickknack, you know, movie, then works out agreements with a restaurant, and everything's merchandised.
That's true, but the baby boomers from here on, they run the show in some ways.
Yeah, this
was in terms of marketing.
It. Davy Crockett, and then they have a couple different pictures. So this is from the TV series.
Yeah, Fess Parker.
Back in 1954, 55, and then they have Davy Crockett by William Henry Huddle, American, 1847, 1892. So that's a rendering of what they believe he looked like back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
It's at the Dallas Museum of Art, the Carl and Esther Hobitzell Collection, a gift of the Hobitzell Foundation. So
Now Davy Crockett was in the Tennessee legislature. And he went on to Washington. And I have to say this on his behalf. I'm not sure about everything he did, but I will say this. He stood, and it was hard, against Andrew Jackson and the Indian Removal Act, where they, picked up the Indians, the Native Americans, and moved them off their homelands. Oh, so he was against that. So.
And we have to thank Randall C. Hill for writing this and being one of our ongoing content contributors.
Yes.
I know he's going to be submitting stories every month or every other month. And
I've already got the one for February. It's great.
Oh, good.
I'm not going to say what it is, though.
Thank you, Randall, for being a part of the Prime Life Times. And we thank so many of the listeners that have either called in or picked up additional copies here at the Great News Radio Center. You know, I have them on different stands here at Lincoln Square and then right in front of us. But we have had different people pick up like a whole handful to like 50 or 60 and take them to their small group or their local library.
That's a big small group, but anyway.
yeah, that's right. A very big small group. But a lot of people have picked up a bunch and helped us distribute them. Janine has taken them out to the Homer Ogden area, I think four different locations there. And
thank you, Janine.
Other friends that are helping. So, yeah, getting the word out about the Prime Life Times. It's a free publication and about 120, 130 different area locations. We keep adding distribution points where they can be picked up free of charge. And we try to always keep them filled at the Walmarts and different grocery stores and other places that you've kind of counted on picking them up. If you ever see a rack empty, we're in the process, Herb. I have those signs. I don't know if you've seen them. They're over there, Marianne. We have different signs that say, call us if this rack is empty.
Wonderful.
So we're going to be attaching those in the days ahead. We're still waiting for our 40 new stands to come in. There's been a glitch on a misquote, and they one of those frustrations where I should have had them last week, and now they're saying it's going to be another maybe week to get them here. But we'll get those new racks in a variety of new locations and continue to serve you. But you can subscribe. It's $20 for a full year, so that's 12 editions of the Prime Life Times mailed to whatever address or location you want it sent to. And you can find out more at primelifetimes.com under subscription, and there's also a link for distribution. So, all right. Well, that's the Prime Life Times in review on today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Do you think that anybody got the answer to if you were to go straight south from Detroit, Michigan, what's the first foreign country you'd come to?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember me mentioning that a week so ago?
Are you going to give that out, or are you going to let them find it?
I'm going to say it. I'm going to give that one away. There's 14 questions.
Our closing 10 seconds?
Canada. It's true. I looked it up on the map to make sure. Okay, I got to find it.
Wasn't like a typo.
No. The whole word Canada was not a typo. Okay, the question was number one of the geography quiz on page 12.
Okay, everyone get their finger out. Look at a map of the United States of America.
Yes.
Okay.
If you were to go straight south from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, Detroit, Michigan. You know where Michigan is. You know where Illinois is. You know we're in the Midwest. Okay, Detroit, Michigan. I got my finger on it.
What is the first foreign country you would come to? It's Canada. That is actually Canadian territory. I looked it up, and it is true. It's correct.
Okay, I get it.
So get the paper. There's lots more like that.
Yeah. PrimeLifeTimes.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
You bet.